Welcome back to the Feel Better Faster Breakup Podcast, the companion to the Feel Better Faster Breakup book. So I'm stoked about today. We've got a lot of things. The rabbit hole. We're going to dive into not diving into the rabbit hole. So my name is Leon Schatz. I'm going to walk you through some of these thoughts and things that basically I went through a lot of it, and I just want to help other people. I had a lot of people there that were looking out for me and offering some beautiful advice, and I'm just stoked to be able to pass some of it along. If you're hurting, if you're going through some of these challenges, if you're like, God, this thing keeps happening, or whatever it is, wherever you are in the process, there might be something in here that can help you with that. And today is the rabbit hole, overthinking. Man, and it's funny, you know, I've been doing this so much that I did it with this podcast as I was preparing. I just went down the rabbit hole preparing. And it's like, it's so easy for me to just overthink something. And so this is a beautiful one that that really I struggled with a lot in this whole process, you know, trying to figure it out, like what was it that I could, you know, how could I have done things different? What if I would have this, what if that, what if blah, 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 like just trying to figure it out to solve some unsolvable puzzle. And pretty soon I'm like laying awake in the middle of the night and I can't sleep. And it's just this miserably painful, like, riddle of why am I alone? Why am I feeling this pain? Why did she not love me? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, there were several things throughout this process of going through this that I had to learn and I had to figure out. And there were some really challenging nights. And here's something I'm just going to skip around. All that prep work that I did, this is a great lesson too. So all the prep work that we do in that overthinking phase, it goes right out the window when you actually get into enacting it. So really, you know, there's not a ton of really valid reasons to do a lot of that overthinking. It's like, think about something, but we need to be clear. So what are the intentions of a thought exercise? You know, like, are we looking for an answer to a certain specific thing? If so, then let's try and get it. If we're just thinking and diving and pulling at some thread, hoping that somewhere something will be revealed, we got to like check ourselves and take a little time out. And ultimately, you know, so I came to the assumption that ultimately, when we start doing that, it's because we've got uncertainty and we've got some insecurities. And especially in relationships, there's a lot of like feeling just out of control. And these are things that we're trying to figure out, but we basically can't. And so we struggle with it. And but we got to ask ourselves, how are knowing the answers to those questions going to serve us? How is that going to? So even if you figure everything all out, figure out where it went wrong in your relationship, it still won't change anything. So why spend that energy? Why give all that energy towards something that ultimately, even if you did figure it out, it's not going to serve you. It's not going to make any difference, you know? And potentially you can take some lessons. You can spend some time and gain some insights into, okay, how can I be better as a human? But then you've got to take anything you're doing at this point has to be self-empowering. And so, in fact, I've got a thing that recently I just started doing. You know, I'm at 8 months past the breakup at this point, and, 16-year relationship, it's a challenging thing. You know, I really, thought we were going to stay together. I thought that was our path, but lately I've got this new thing. I want to tell you about it later in this podcast. It's a really cool visualization technique that I've found to be helpful. Like, just, you know, and it comes back, you know, like, you, even at this point, there are times it's like, you'll have thoughts and you're like, oh, I've got a connection to that person. And it's like, but there's a technique that I just, I've been working with that really helps pull those thoughts out and release you from kind of cycling back to those loops. And so I'll tell you about that after a little bit. But first, let's talk about there are some just quick and easy tips to avoid the rabbit hole. So when you're out in life and experiencing this and it's a fresh situation, there are going to be so many things in your life that remind you of that relationship. And so one way to avoid the rabbit hole, like you may be just walking along cruising and you're like, okay, I feel better today. Like, and it's like, I went through so many days of like, oh, cool, finally I feel better. And it's like all those days were right and they kept getting better. And it was like, but even the times I felt good, it was easy to slip back into that. And so just one number one tip, stay away from those triggers. Like if you've got, you know, places that you guys used to go or like whatever it is. And it's like, you can't avoid all of them. Like all of a sudden you start to see your ex's car everywhere. It's not your ex's car. It's just that same make and model. And all of a sudden you're just like, it's everywhere. You'll see somebody in a movie, on TV, whatever, you're somebody in the grocery store and you'll think it's her. And so they're going to be there anyway. So don't add any more than you need to. And even like one thing for me was like, don't wear the breakup became a really valuable lesson. And we'll have a whole thing on that. But I ended up going shopping and bought new clothes because I was like, there were too many pieces of my clothing that reminded me of her. And so even just like simple things like that, like do yourself these favors and it really just go the extra step right now to try not to go to the old haunts. Don't go to the same restaurants or bars. Like, and look at it as not like, oh, I'm being prevented from this. Like, this is an opportunity for me to explore some new places that will be mine, my own from this time of me, like the powerful time of me that you get to have right now. So this is a great opportunity to explore and look, like think about what are some of those places that you always wanted to go to and never got to. So find new places, and man, this is such a bad thing. Definitely try, like I try not to say don'ts, but this is a don't. Don't look at their Facebook. Don't check in. Don't drive by. Oh my God, like driving by. Like seeing them, especially if they seem to be happy, like they probably ultimately are hurting on the inside too, but they're not going to show you that part. You're only going to see them trying to prove how happy they're, just like you're going to be trying to prove how well you're doing and how happy you're doing, when on the inside, you're going to be so hurt, and probably chances are so are they. You never know, but that's the beauty of understanding the rabbit hole is, you're never going to know what's really inside another human being, but you can, this is an opportunity for you to empower yourself. And these are just some really quick, easy things. Like don't look at their Facebook, don't look at any social media, like really just like, and I've had some people even say, you know, delete their phone number. But you know, don't call them, don't worry about them. And that was another thing that I launched into this whole, like, I was like, oh my God, if I'm feeling this way, she must be feeling horrible. I feel like I should reach out and try to help her and offer her some advice. And it was really, I had somebody say, you know what, let her friends help her and you just worry about taking care of you. Yeah, there's a lot of these things that we can do, you know that feeding like these, like having any of these fantasies where you imagine there's so many places you can go down the rabbit hole, and there's so many, and they're almost always pessimistic, and they're almost always things that are worrisome to you. So it's and basically, at least in my mind, I always had a tendency to assume the worst, you know, and just assume this like thing is happening, and it really just, it doesn't serve anything, and it's actually just, it's not, it's creating a trigger inside of us that's an emotional response to something that wasn't even real. And why would we want to go through some emotion that's not even real if we can focus our energy into better places and reframe what we're thinking about. And then the other thing, just another tip to avoid, is start to recognize warning signs. Like, and if you start to see, oh, I'm starting to spiral, my brain is starting to just get crazy, like starting to overthink, and it's like this loop that's overplaying, recognize that. That's the first most important thing, is to just start recognizing it, acknowledge it, and say, oh, that's what's happening right now. I'm going down this path, and catch it early. And so then once you start catching it early, you don't have to go down the rabbit hole. And but that brings me to the next section. But what if you're already in it and you're down there and you're deep and you're just oversleeping and it's the middle of the night and you can't sleep and it's been like 6 nights in a row and you're getting like 3 hours of sleep every night and it's just miserable and you can't eat because every time you eat, you think of your ex and you're just in this like downward spiral of overthinking. This is where, you know, I was at that place for quite a while and it was so hard, but I had some great friends and, I had a person actually say, when was the last time you ate? And just like to consciously out loud say those kinds of things to me. And I was like, I had to like realize like that it was weird that lesson had to settle in on me to where it was like survival mode. You have to like pay attention to your root chakra. Like your basic survival needs at this point are so important. And a lot of times, you know, we forget about that part because we're so obsessed with the thoughts that we're having. But if you're not eating and sleeping, everything is going to multiply. It's going to seem harder and it's going to seem worse. So definitely start with that, like taking an inventory of what are you doing to your body? Are you being healthy? Are you intentionally drinking yourself into, like, intentionally taking yourself spiraling down because you're hoping somebody will recognize what you're doing and save you? If you're doing that, it's time to just say, no, I'm going to save myself. Like, just like really think about that. Do you want to live in a life where you're dependent upon somebody else to save you? Or do you want to take this opportunity to empower yourself to save yourself? So, you know, if you're in that kind of a place, really evaluate what it is your end game is. If your end game is, I want to feel better, you don't need to go through that step. So, there's some of that kind of thing. And then right away, one thing you can do, no matter what phase you're in, is take a moment. If you start to spiral down, if you're thinking all these thoughts, you're going into the rabbit hole, pulling the thread, if you can just pull back and look at the world, take a deep breath and look at the world you're living in, whatever it is right at this moment, just really look at it and recognize the beauty of the now. There's a bunch of beautiful things happening in your now, right now. Whatever now you're in, there are beautiful things. And look at those beautiful things. Reshift your focus to the beautiful things of your now. And just take a few minutes to really absorb the beauty and to cherish the beautiful things that you have in your presence, in your now, right now. And it really, that kind of a thing, it works. And then, like, as I was going through, like, that first week, I had all these moments where I was in a, like, fortunately for me, I was in such a beautiful place. It was summertime, and I would, like, the only thing I could do to take my mind off it was to go running. And even then, my mind would just start looping, and I'd have to just, like, yell at myself as I was running, beautiful now, just yelling, beautiful now, and looking, you know. And I'm sure if people saw me as I was running, they were like, what's wrong with that guy? And there was plenty wrong with me at that point. But beautiful now, I had to just out loud remind myself, look at this beautiful now. And the mountains were there and they were blue and there were green grassy fields. And there were so many beautiful things happening right around me. But I had to really actively remind myself to enjoy it because my head had taken over and I dove so deep into the rabbit hole And so if you're in that kind of a place, take a moment for the beautiful nows. There are some really valuable things about that, but here's some areas that if you struggle with that, if you're having troubles getting into those beautiful nows and really pulling yourself back from those, there's the power of distraction is a beautiful thing. And here there's like in its most simple form, watch a funny movie. Laughter can be such an amazing thing to help you kind of forget, you know. And it's, man, I struggled with this. I was like trying to watch a beautiful movie or a funny movie, and it seemed like everything I would pick would have some kind of, you know, romantic element, or even a stand-up comedian, and all of a sudden they're talking about relationships, and it's like, oh God, everything, why is everything, you know, a constant reminder? But you can find things that'll make you laugh. And you know, I could put a list in the podcast show notes of some movies that don't have anything to do with romantic. I actually did Google searches. I became such a huge fan of Google searching random things like comedies that have nothing to do with romance. So check those kinds of things out. Make yourself laugh. Find something that that empowers you. Find think about some dream that you've always had, that you like, a small one, not like you don't want to like launch yourself into something that's going to seem daunting. You want to say, here's some dream that I've always had, and because of this situation, I can now finally do that. And empowering things, and it's scary when you take that responsibility of empowering yourself as an individual, but it's also, it's such a valuable first step. And if you feel ready for it, go for it, do it. It's an important step, and you're going to need to do it at some point. And you might as well get in that mind frame of like, this is my opportunity to let my inner beauty shine in some ways. And so also just check out YouTube. As far as the meditations go, there are some really like phenomenal, like guided sleep meditations to release anxiety. And if you're struggling to sleep, lay in bed and just let someone else be the voice in your head as you drift to sleep. And it's soothing and it's calm. And there are a lot of different ones you can find. There are men, there are women, whatever, you know, you need to soothe you to sleep. There's a free video online that you can look up and watch and just allow yourself to get back to that place of getting the sleep you need in order to feel normal and do the work you need to heal. And so I really, you know, those yoga meditations, I found so many good things. Yoga Nidra is a really good one. I like some of the things that you do in Yoga Nidra because you really visualize through all the parts of your body. You just bring your awareness to all of them, and it forces you to not be thinking about all the like other stuff in your life, because you're going through your own human existence in the now. And Yoga Nidra, there's guided meditations on that. Look up Yoga Nidra, other guided meditations, and then also start as soon as you can with positive mantras. I know it's there's like a negative connotation from, you know, Saturday Night Live days, but say something beautiful about yourself. Reaffirm yourself that you are a powerful, beautiful, worthy human being, and tell yourself that you have value and that you, like, you are lovable and you will find the right partner in the future, and that you know, when you, and if you decide you want it, like, but first and foremost, like, we're going to look at so many ways that you get to develop a loving relationship with yourself. And that's what's cool about this right now that you have, is that you get to fall in love with yourself, have a love affair with yourself. And like, like all the beautiful things within you that you love, like all the fun things about you that you like, you get to do those freely. You've come to a place where you now get to nurture all those awesome things and let those things shine, and that will then be the kind of person that you're going to attract. And it's really a cool opportunity for you to grow and do those things. And so let's see, I've got my show notes. What else did I want to talk to you about? Okay. So this is a cool one with meditations. There was a cloud releasing meditation that I did early on, and it takes you from a place of looking at what that thought is creating. Like if you keep thinking this thing over and over, for me, it was this feeling of rejection, like this moment where I laid it out there and said, hey, I want to work on this. Like, let's get us to a better place. Like, it wouldn't take that much. Like, we went through this whole, like, listing out, like, what it is we want from each other. And, like, we spent, like, 4 hours talking. And I said, I was like, this is great. Like, I think we can do this. Let's work through this. And she just looked at me and was like, I don't want to try anymore. It's too much work. I'd rather just try something else. And that feeling of rejection, I replayed that over and over in my mind. Rejection. So this meditation I found, it allowed me to like say, okay, what is the emotion attached to that thought? And so I was like, that feeling of rejection. And so then it says, okay, take that feeling and just like put the word rejection in your mind, and it's out there in front of you in your mind, and set it on a cloud, and it's sitting there, rejection. And it's not attached to any memory. It's just the word rejection, and look at it. And look at it objectively. It's just a feeling, and it's a feeling that you can have. You can choose to feel rejected. And it's just a feeling, but it's a feeling that you can let go. You can let go of that feeling of rejection. And the visualization then proceeds to say, send that, you know, like as that word is on that cloud, allow that cloud to just drift away and float away into the universe, out to where it's not there for you anymore. And you know, these are the kinds of things, like that exercise worked for a little bit for me. It was like, okay, cool. And it reframed the fact that I was in control. I had the power to feel rejected or not. And it takes time, but it really is, it's powerful to have those little moments of awareness and freedom from the loop of pain that we have in our heads. And so little exercises like that can really help and go a long way. They're not going to solve the problem right away, but they are going to add up to the collective solution that helps you grow and be an empowered human being at this point. So allow the rejection, whatever it is, whatever feeling you're feeling, allow it to disassociate from that person. Acknowledge it for a feeling, that it's a feeling, and allow it to float away. And realize it's not a feeling that serves you. So, scrolling through the notes. This is awesome, you guys. Like, I'm so excited about putting this together and being able to share some of the things that I've learned. Like, it's just, it's a powerful thing to go and you guys are on this path as well. Like, that's what's cool. Like, Man, 8 months ago, I was in a place that I couldn't comprehend, and I was struggling with it. But it was all the little things, all the little choices of positive, you know. And it's like, to where now I've, you know, like it took some time, but now I've completely quit drinking, and I'm living in the city that I want to live in, like, and I'm like pursuing my dreams, it, like huge progress can happen quickly with a little shift in mind frame from victim mentality to I am the master of my future, and just changing that focus to like, this is an opportunity to really get to go and make those choices. It's a responsibility, and you have to take some ownership in the fact that this is your life and your choices, you're going to be responsible for the choices that you make, and you're going to be accountable. And that's a hard thing to accept. And I think that's why a lot of us have relationships and get into relationships, is so we can kind of hide behind this facade of someone else. And at least I know I was doing some of that. And it's like, these are all things that I've kind of realized over the past, you know, few months of introspection and just learning, is that like the reasons that we have those relationships in the first place can sometimes be, you know, unhealthy ways of avoiding our own inner self that wants to emerge and be beautiful and be a part of this world and share, you know, all the things that we have to offer the world. And so, moving on, another beautiful thing, obviously, call a friend if you're hurting, if you're down the rabbit hole, if you're just overthinking. Sometimes a friend is the best way to go. Like, talk to somebody. You know, don't isolate yourself with your thoughts. Like, it can be so hard as you're learning these skills to like to be alone and to be happily alone, to where you're like, yeah, I am alone, and this is, thank God I've got some time to do some things and to like and look at what I want to be doing and to like have my adventures. Yeah, but in the meantime, as you're working through that, call somebody and reach out. Just always know, and like we mentioned, or I mentioned in that last podcast, just write down your list of people, have it with you, know that you've got somebody to call. Always know there's somebody on the Facebook thread. We're going to have Facebook group. There's somebody you can reach out to. You're not alone. Writing in a journal is another phenomenal way. There's something magical about it. Like when your brain is thinking thoughts, it just loops them. And you'll like think a thought like almost to completion, but it loops, and it's like, and it's there, and then it doesn't quite finish, and then you move on, and then it comes back, and it doesn't quite finish, and then you move on, and then you come back. And it's like, but when you write things down, it allows this thing where it completes the thought, it completes the circle, and you can release it a little bit. And and either writing in a journal or, you know, record it. There are all kinds of apps on your phone. You can just record your thoughts as you're driving, stuck in traffic. You can, you know, be talking, you know, if there's nobody else available, you can have this conversation with yourself. And that's such a powerful tool to like allow yourself to really truly be vulnerable and say your whole true thoughts as though you're talking to yourself or to somebody. And if you're worried or concerned that somebody might actually hear that at some point, you can delete it afterwards. But just to be able to say those words out loud. But I would, you know, for me, I find so much value in being able to go listen to those recordings and say, wow, I was going through that. And then you can really start to identify, oh, there was a loop there that I wasn't able to close. What's that about? And kind of figure some of those things out. So it's a valuable thing to write it down or to record your thoughts. And it just provides you the opportunity to release some things and move on as you find yourself. And especially like to call yourself, like this is something to call your future self. So you got your phone, you're driving down the road, and just imagine that you're having a phone call with future you, and you're telling your future you, hey man, this is what's going on in my life and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And it does a couple things. It allows you to release where you are right now, but it also allows you to talk to your future self and ask your future self for guidance, you know, and think about what would future you tell you to do. And so it starts setting up this pattern where you get to learn to trust your inner guidance and know like that, yeah, that's future you, but right now you has a lot of answers that you need. And so, and you can go within for the answers to the questions that you seek. And so yeah, those are pretty powerful opportunities. That was one thing that's, I mean, highly recommend that particular technique. And then you know, this all ultimately leads up to the you time. You know, you've got such a beautiful opportunity right now. And I hate the idea of, you know, I hate to look at like a relationship. Like if you look at your relationship, like, oh man, I just wasted all this time with somebody, you know? And it's like, I don't like looking at things that way, because there's value to be gained from every experience. But I do think that as you're going through this process of a breakup, you have a lot of potential to waste energy and time suffering unnecessarily. Like, as you're going through the healing process, the sooner you can heal and move on, the better everyone in the world is. You know, it's better for you, it's better for them, it's better for, you know, it needs to be something that happens so that you can move forward. And I know a guy who went through a divorce and, you know, had some kids, and it's like 4 or 5 years later and still, like, I mean, luckily at this point, 5 years later, there's some progress. You know, I can see some growth now. But it was it was 3 years of a human life spent just miserable and making everyone around him miserable and uncomfortable and just hanging on to it. And there are a lot of reasons that we feel like we need to do that. And sometimes it's just a matter of trying to prove our worth. You know, trying to prove that we were worth loving, we were loving, that we were a good person, that we shouldn't have been left, or whatever it is. And we feel like we have to prove it to the world sometimes by hurting. And I think we can prove that we're worth loving much more effectively by being powerful and being loving, as opposed to being hurt because of love, because we want to prove that we were so willing to be vulnerable. So that's an important piece, that right now this is your moment to shine. And here's what I promised earlier. We were talking about techniques to when you're just feeling that like connection, like there's an energy connection between you and your ex, like that, like you develop that thing, and it's like there are times it feels like they just like latch into you, and they're like, they're there, and it's like this like arm extension from the out there in the universe, wherever they are, and it reaches all the way through space, and it just like grabs onto you and like tunnels into your body, into your heart. And you have like this visualization that I found the other day. It allows you to like pluck those weeds from your body. So basically, if you've got, it's like an invasive species of plant that like this, it's this thought that keeps gnawing at you, and you can pull that weed. You can reach down, visualize reaching in, pulling it and going all the way, digging down all the way to the root and pulling it out. This, whatever this thing is that's nagging on you can grab that thought, pull it out, visualize it, and flick it into the sun. And then if it comes back, you reach in, you grab it, and pretty soon those thoughts won't come back, because they'll know. You'll train your brain to recognize, oh yeah, we're not gonna have those thoughts anymore. And so I know that's kind of a jumping back and forth in time on this little rambly rabbit hole podcast, But that was such a, it's such a valuable trick that I've been using lately. If something comes in that I'm like, no, I don't want that right now. That's not serving me in my life to think in that way. I can just reach in, pluck that out, almost like a bee sting or something. And just like with the tweezers, just pull it out, flick it into the sun and it's gone and I can move forward. And, so I wanted to share with you that trick, but I'm going to wrap things up here with just, this is your happiness. And your happiness is not dependent upon your ex. It's all about you. You have the power to be happy. You can do it right now. Your energy can shift in an instant. You can choose to be happy. You can, choose to like, to be empowered. You can choose to like find all the awesomeness within yourself and just really get it in your head. Start telling yourself, if you don't believe it yet, believe it, that you are embarking on a really cool journey of empowerment. And this breakup is a chance for a new beginning, this divorce, whatever it is. So, with that, take a deep breath, remind yourself, you are a beautiful, wonderful, powerful person, and refocus your mind to dream of all the possibilities of you and focus on the things that belong to you and that empower you and really take comfort in that. And man, I don't know what else to say on the topic of rabbit holes. At this point, I feel like I delved into a rabbit hole in order to discuss the rabbit hole, but there's a lot of stuff in there. I hope there's at least something in there that helps at least one person out there. If you have any questions, get a hold of me. I'd love to hear from you. I want the whole purpose of this is to just offer help. If it helps, that's awesome. If there's something more that you see that I could be doing to help in a more efficient way, let me know. I want to hear it. So, keep listening. Yeah, that's it for now, man. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. Enjoy the beautiful nows and